Okay, we are up to Perek Tes Mishnah Dalet, Chapter 9, Mishnah 4 of Maseches Yevamos. Well, let's jump right in, continuing with more cases of individuals who are not fully connected and therefore are either allowed, not allowed to eat truma, or severed from their household's ability to eat truma. So let's see, Bas Yisrael Meores LaKohen. If you have a Bas Yisrael, a regular Yisrael's daughter, who is halachically engaged to a Kohen, but they haven't done a suin yet, Muberes Mi Kohen, or she's pregnant from her husband who's a Kohen, and the husband either he passed away and they have no other children, or they're divorced and she has no other children. Shomeres Yevam LaKohen, or her husband passed away and they have no children, and she's awaiting to do Yevam with the brother who is a Kohen. V'chein Bas Kohen Yisrael. And so too, you have a Bas Kohen, the opposite case, a Bas Kohen who is halakhically engaged to Yisrael, or all the other cases, she is pregnant from Yisrael and they have no children, and he either died or they're divorced, or she's awaiting to do Yibam from a Yisrael. So in all these cases that we just said, so lo tochal bat truma. So in none of these cases she's allowed to eat truma, because on the one hand she's not connected enough to the Kohen that he'll enable her to eat truma. On the other hand, she's disconnected enough from her family where she is no longer allowed to eat truma. Now we have the same cases exactly, but with Levi. So Bas Yisrael meoreses the Levi. If you have a Bas Yisrael who was halachically engaged to a Levi, but they haven't done their nisuin yet, Muberes mi Levi, or she's pregnant from her husband who's a Levi. Excuse me. She's pregnant from her husband who's a Levi, but he passed away, or they were divorced and they have no other children. Shomeres Yevam LaLevi, or if her husband passed away, they have no children, and she's waiting to do Yibam with a brother who's a Levi. V'chein Bas Levi LiYisrael. In the opposite case of this, that let's say you have a Bas Levi, the daughter of a Levi, who is halachically engaged to Yisrael, but they haven't done a suin, or if she's pregnant from a Yisrael, and she's pregnant and he died, or they're divorced, or that she's pregnant from Yisrael and he died, or they're divorced and they have no other children, or they're waiting to do Yibam. She's waiting to do Yibam with the Yisrael. So in all these cases, lo tocha b'maser. So in all these cases, she can't eat from Maaser Rishon, right? Maaser Rishon is a Levi food, and so she can't eat from the Maaser Rishon. Why? So just like the Truma, right? So the connection to the Kohen, the connection to the Yisrael is strong enough that she's severed from her household if she's a Bas Levi, and the connection if she's from a Yisrael but she's going into the Levi family is not strong enough that she can't eat Maaser Rishon. Now we have the following case: Bas Levi meoreses LaKohen. If you have a Bas Levi, a Levi's daughter who is engaged to a Kohen, or Muberes Mi Kohen, or is pregnant from a Kohen, or Shomeres Yevam LaKohen, or she's awaiting to do Yibam with a Kohen, in all of these cases, V'chein Bas Kohen LaLevi. So too, you have a Kohen's daughter who is engaged to the Levi, who's engaged to the Levi, or she's pregnant from the Levi, or she's waiting to do Yibam with a Levi. So in all these cases, lo tochal, lo betruma, v'lo b'maser. So she can't eat truma or miser, and the idea is specifically she can't get it from the threshing floor. And so you say, I don't understand over here. What does it have to do with anything? Well, the answer is that no matter what, so truma is the iffy case. Maaser Rishon, why can't she get Maaser Rishon? No matter which way you cut it, Kohen or Levi is entitled to Maaser Rishon. So why would this woman not be able to get Maaser? And the answer is because of specifically where it's from the threshing floor. But we say that a woman is not allowed to get from the threshing floor because of the fact that her status is in theory always able to be in question. So it's like a klal, it's like a rule, maybe like a takana, that the rabbis basically say don't give the woman on the threshing floor unless she has her husband with her that she can prove it. Even though you have all these cases that clearly she is somehow connected to the house of Levi in some way, shape, or form, nonetheless, we say she can't get either Maaser or Truma unless her husband is with her. Okay, that was Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah Hey says as follows: let's say Bas Yisrael Shenises the Kohen. Let's say you have a Bas Yisrael, the daughter of Yisrael, who's married to a Kohen. So Tocha B'Truma, she can eat Truma because wife of a Kohen is allowed to eat Truma. But let's say Meis V'La Hamino Bein. Let's say he dies and she has a son from him. So then Tocha B'Truma, she can continue to eat Truma. So fine, so far so good. That's pretty typical. But now it gets a little more more complicated. Let's say Nisi's the Levi. Let's say she marries a Levi now. So again, she had a Kohen she had a Kohen husband. He dies, but they had a son. And so in all those cases, she still kept eating Truma. But then Nisi's the Levi, she marries a Levi. Tocha b'maser, so she can now eat Maaser, but she can't eat Truma because of the fact that once she marries this non-Kohen, she becomes disqualified from eating Truma. But now, Mais v'lahim and obeying, let's say the Levi dies, but she has a son from this Levi. So tocha b'maser, so she can continue to eat Maaser because of her son, right? But she can't eat Truma because her son from the Levi is what's prohibiting her from being able to eat the Truma. Now, let's say, so again, she had two husbands. One was a Kohen, one was a Levi. The Kohen, once she was married to him, she could eat Truma. Once she had a son from him, even once he passed away, she could have Truma. Then she married a Levi, then she could have Maaser Rishon, but then he passed away and they had a son, so then she can continue eating Maaser Rishon, but not Truma. Now, Nisei's the Yisrael. Let's say she marries the Yisrael after all of this. Her third husband, then lo tocha lo batruma v'lo b'maaser. She can't eat truma or maaser because of the fact that the Yisrael husband cancels out all of this because he can't eat any of these things. But let's say meis v'lahi men obein, let's say the Yisrael dies, but she also has a son from him, so she has three sons now. So her status will remain the same. That lo tocha lo batruma v'lo b'maaser. She can't eat truma, nor can she eat maaser because her son from the Yisrael is disqualifying her from eating both truma and maaser. Now. Now let's undo all this, says the Mishnah. Meis benami Yisrael, let's say her son from the Yisrael passes away, then tocha b'maaser, then she's activated again to be able to eat maaser, because now now she still has a Levi son who's alive, and it's like he was the most recent son who was born, so that is reactivated, that she can now eat maaser rishon, but she can't eat truma. But let's say meis benami Levi, her son from Levi dies, so tocha b'truma, she can eat truma once again, because of her Kohen son. But let's say meis benami Kohen, let's say her son from the Kohen passes away, then lo tocha lo ba truma, lo ba maaser. She can't eat truma, nor can she eat maaser, because now she goes back to having the status of her father's house, which is being a bas Yisrael. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Hey. God willing, next time I'll continue with Mishnah Vav, but for now, we'll stop right here.